You already know the question. You've typed it into a search bar, whispered it to yourself at 2 a.m., maybe even asked a therapist, "Is this normal?" It feels urgent. It feels like the right starting point. But here's the uncomfortable truth. It's one of the least useful questions psychology has to offer. Research into social norms theory shows that people consistently misperceive how common their own behaviors are in others, which means the anxiety driving that question is itself a distortion. You're measuring yourself against a population that doesn't exist the way you think it does. And a 2002 study in the Review of General Psychology ranked B.F. Skinner as the most influential psychologist of the 20th century, surpassing even Sigmund Freud. That matters here, because Skinner's entire framework was built on a radically different question. Not is this normal, but what is this behavior actually doing? That shift is everything, Hikmat. Skinner called his method functional analysis. The core idea is deceptively simple. Stop asking what a behavior looks like. Start asking what it achieves. Think of two people who both bite their nails. One does it when bored. The other does it right before a high-stakes meeting. Same behavior, completely different function. One is seeking stimulation. The other is regulating anxiety. If you treat them identically, just stop biting your nails, you've solved nothing. You've addressed the form while ignoring the function. This is the function over form principle, and it explains why so many self-help strategies fail. They target the surface behavior without ever asking what job that behavior is being hired to do. Now, the practical tool that makes functional analysis usable is the ABC model: antecedent, behavior, consequence. It's a cornerstone of cognitive behavioral therapy, and it works like a behavioral audit. The antecedent is the trigger, what happened right before the behavior. The behavior is the action itself. The consequence is the immediate event that follows, and this is the critical part. Consequences, in this framework, are defined as the events that reinforce or punish the behavior going forward, not the long-term outcomes you care about, the immediate ones. For example, suppose you scroll your phone every time you sit down to work. The antecedent might be the moment of sitting. The behavior is the scroll. The consequence? A brief, reliable hit of novelty that reduces the discomfort of starting. That consequence is the hidden reward. And until you name it, you can't replace it. Functional behavioral assessment, originally developed in clinical settings, is now widely used in organizational behavior management for exactly this reason. It works because it targets the reward structure, not just the habit. The key idea that most people miss is this: you don't need to change anything yet. That's where the 72-hour observation rule comes in. Before attempting any behavior change, spend 3 days simply collecting data. Notice the antecedent. Name the behavior. Record the immediate consequence. No judgment, no intervention, just observation. This matters because premature change attempts are almost always aimed at the wrong target. You think you're fighting laziness. The data reveals you're actually avoiding a specific type of uncertainty. You think you're overeating out of hunger. The log shows it happens exclusively after certain conversations. The observation phase transforms vague self-criticism into actionable information. That means you stop fighting yourself and start understanding yourself, which is a fundamentally different posture. Remember this, Hikmat. The most common psychology question, "Am I normal?" is a diagnostic trap. It pulls your attention toward comparison and away from comprehension. The real question, the one Skinner's framework demands, is what function does this behavior serve in my specific environment? That's not a softer question, it's a harder one. It requires honesty, patience, and 3 days of watching yourself without flinching. But it's the question that actually leads somewhere. The takeaway is this: stop auditing your behavior against an imaginary norm and start running a functional analysis on your own life. Identify the antecedent, name the consequence, follow the reward. That's where the real psychology begins.